Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
Sadly, the day has finally come. Nintendo Switch Online Play is no longer free, and like the Xbox One and the PS4, will require an either monthly or yearly subscription in order to play. What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. Welcome to Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. And yes, Nintendo Switch Online Play is going the way of the other consoles now and is charging you for online multiplayer. We've known since the Switch launch, this was going to be a thing. Just up until now, it hasn't been ready, the service hasn't been completed, and they gave Switch owners kind of a grace period where they weren't charging for online, but we knew it was coming. So we kind of have known the details about this service for a long time. Finally, it launches today. So I just wanted to kind of recap what's going on with the online Switch service, what you get out of it, and some of the quirks that are going to be in play. So, first of all, we do know that it will be required for online games. That means every upcoming multiplayer game, for example, Smash Brothers, is going to require this online service to play, but it is going to be a little bit cheaper than what you see on Xbox One or PS4. So it's only $4 a month or $20 for the entire year. So it's a little bit more affordable than the $60 that you might find elsewhere. Now, what's weird is that Splatoon will require it, which is one of the more popular multiplayer games on the Switch. And of course, as I mentioned, Smash Brothers will definitely require it and will probably push a lot of signups to this online service. But some of the biggest games that have come out recently or are kind of just on the verge of coming out won't require this online service. For example, Arena of Valor will not require it, Warframe won't, and Fortnite, one of the biggest multiplayer games in the world right now, will not require the Nintendo Switch Online service. So that's good news if the only thing that you care about playing online on your Switch is one of those games like Fortnite. It's just a little odd. You know, it's good for the consumer, it's good for people who want to play Fortnite, but it's certainly interesting that right out of the gate, Nintendo is making some exceptions for certain specific games, namely these free-to-play games, that they won't be walled off behind their online service. So the service doesn't just offer online gaming. So there's a little bit more to it than that. One of the things that it offers is cloud saves. For most Switch owners, that's actually not going to be a huge selling point, I don't think. Basically, it backs up your local saves that are stored on your Nintendo Switch to the cloud. So that way, if something happened to your Switch, you lost it, it breaks, you'll be able to re-download those game saves and pick back up with your progress. You won't lose all, you know, 100 hours you have in Breath of the Wild simply because your Switch broke, you had to send it in and get it replaced. However, for the most part, that's really not going to come up very often, and not every game is going to support this save feature as well. So Splatoon is going to be one of the big games right off the bat that doesn't support this at all. So, you know, you're going to have a hodgepodge of games probably that some of them cloud save, some of them don't. So in the case of a horrific accident happening to your Switch, not every single piece of save data is going to come back down. The other big thing that you're going to run into issues with is the fact that if you let your subscription lapse at all to the Nintendo Switch Online service, your cloud saves are going to be deleted, so they're not going to stick around. So if, for example, your credit card needs to be updated and you forget to do that, your subscription lapses, your saves are out the window. So something to keep in mind for a feature that, again, I don't think is really going to be that useful and that big of a selling point for the average Switch owner. Now, the last big selling point for the Nintendo Switch Online service as a whole is that for signing up, they give you access to a bunch of classic NES games. So you can play them along with your subscription service. So out of the gate, these are 20 NES games, which is not too bad. It's a nice collection of games to play from the original NES console. We do know that all of these games are downloaded via a separate app. It's all one app, and you download it and you can play them all. It's basic emulator support, so you have HD resolutions and save states as you would expect from a modern emulator. And you also have some kind of weird functionality where if you're playing a single player game, player two can put up a cursor on the screen and point at things for you, which is mostly useless. But what we did find out now with the launch happening here is that you don't have to be online to play these games. So you are downloading those games to your system. You can play offline for up to 7 days. Once a week, you have to access the internet to basically revalidate those games. So on your 8th day that you are offline without connecting to the internet, those games will stop working. That's a really nice workaround. That's a big question that I had about how this was going to work off the bat, because so many Switch consoles are not always connected to the internet. Sure, some people hook it up to their TV and never move it, but for a lot of people, the Switch is a very portable console. It means you're taking it to your friend's house, you're taking it on your commute, you have it on a plane. All of those scenarios, you're probably not connected to Wi-Fi. So it's really awesome that this service means that you can play these NES games even when not online. You can keep playing those. It really adds a lot of value to those games. So connecting once a week is not the biggest deal. So this is happening. This is real. Switch Online multiplayer is no longer completely free and completely just open. You now have to pay to play, essentially. It's less of a big deal now because there just aren't that many multiplayer games on the Switch, but they're getting out here ahead of Smash Brothers, which is going to be the big game that everyone wants to play online, and you'll have to pay up for it. It's pretty hard to be excited about this service launching. Cloud saves are nice if a disaster occurs, but don't add much day-to-day value for the average Switch owner. And while I think the ability to play NES games is cool, I don't know if just getting 20 NES games for a year really warrants the $20 I'm going to spend on the online service. That's not something I'd go out of my way to pay for if that was the only thing that I was getting. Plus, I'd love to have a larger library and the ability to play them in more locations than just on my Switch. There's really a lot there that could be expanded upon. So, with the lack of advanced party features that we see on the Switch, without any advanced friends list controls, anything like that, without even voice chat built into the system itself, you really wonder exactly what you're paying for here. When the Xbox first launched and Xbox Live Gold first launched, and they ushered in this model of paying for online service, online play for consoles, it was a tough pill to swallow because that wasn't something we'd really seen before up until that point, but it at least felt like you were paying for something. They'd built out these tools around the Xbox that no one had really seen before. You had the same identity across every game. They had all these like friends list features and party features and voice messaging features that you just didn't really have on the PC, and it was unified. So you really felt like your money was going to something, it was going to infrastructure, and it was really getting you something that you didn't have elsewhere. You might still not have liked having to pony up that money to make those games, to have those games online, but it still felt like there was some value. Here it feels like they're just charging for the sake of charging. The console itself, while I love the Switch, is not going to be a multiplayer gaming power horse. And the system software, as it's designed right now, just is bare bones. It doesn't have any of those features that I feel like are worth paying for. So it is a tough pill to swallow. It's one that we are going to have to swallow if there is anything on the Switch that you want to play online. But hopefully this means that they expand the offering. Getting this influx of money for paying for the service hopefully means they invest some of it back into the Switch console and some of those online features so they can add to what's offered, and they can really increase that value there. Or at the very least, give us way more NES games and even more systems to make the service more about that, playing classic games, than playing online. So that's going to do it for Pretty D's for today. Thank you very much for joining me to talk about this Nintendo Switch Online service launching today. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, whether you love it, whether you hate it, whether you're just excited to play these 20 NES games. I think it's going to be a very polarizing topic for the gaming community. If you would like to support Pretty D's, help keep making this show happen, help make it a reality, you can do so. Visit prettydeesshow.com/listener support to find out how and to find out the cool stuff that you get along the way for doing so. You can also listen to this show wherever you download your podcast or watch the show on video. Just search for Pretty D's on YouTube. And of course, hit me up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pretty D's Show.